so shikula achindi kwe tesa mpale paku mfwa chebo chakwe nde mpela manambala 0977 281905 and 0955 281905. Kamulefu ogwisa mukulongana na ife muli mulusaka tuliku Garden House Mumbwa Road enga mwanina kuya ikida Power Road olo mwatu tumina pama lamba la yona mpela 0977 281905 na 0955 ni same number na 0977 0955 281905. Ni nebo chibusa wenu Brother Douglas Skulu. Shalom shalom shikula mpale. Yelo tukumana ni 8:15 ku Lord Service Temple Musaka. God bless you. Bye bye. Good night.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: WaterEd, government calls for evidence-driven action to end cholera in Zambia. ECZ launches 2026 delimitation exercise. In international news, Kagame criticizes international threats against Rwanda as US sanctions roams. And in sports news, Power Dynamo's midfielder Owen Tembo is confident for Saturday's game. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. WaterEd Zambia has edged a decisive shift from emergency response to long-term prevention in the fight against cholera, describing the continued recurrence of the disease as unacceptable and preventable. The call was made during a stakeholder forum focused on translating evidence into action to strengthen public health outcomes and end the current outbreaks. WaterEd Zambia Country Director Yakoo Mataya says it is deeply concerning that Zambia is still grappling with cholera in 2026 despite having the technical capacity to eliminate the disease. She explained that the cholera police brief launched at the forum highlights persistent police and system gaps that continues to undermine control efforts, including weak coordination, unclear institutional roles, and inadequate investment in sustained hygiene behavior change programs. She emphasized that water, sanitation, and hygiene wash interventions should be viewed as strategic investment rather than a cost, noting that global evidence shows every dollar invested in wash guarantees significant economic returns through reduced health costs, improved productivity, and better social outcomes.
That we cannot avoid acknowledging that it is a shame that in 2026, Zambia is still grappling with recurrent cholera outbreaks. That we still get to say that cholera is endemic within Zambia. It is even more shameful, ladies and gentlemen, because cholera is not beyond our technical ability to control and eliminate. It very much is. And so it is shameful that we continue to be plagued by this entirely preventable disease. Since 1997, if I might take us into a little bit of history, Zambia has experienced a total of 31 cholera outbreaks, with cases ranging from a few dozen to more than 23,000 and up to 740 deaths in the devastating 2023-2024 outbreak.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation reaffirmed the government's commitment to translating evidence into concrete action to eliminate cholera. Permanent Secretary Romas Kamanga, represented by Director of Water Supply and Sanitation Richard Dikangwa, says access to safe water and sanitation remains central to disease preservation and national development. And on the health front, the Ministry of Health reported continued cholera transmission in several parts of the country. Payment Secretary Dr. Kennedy Rishampi, represented by Acting Payment Secretary for Technical Service Matilda Kakungu Simpungwe, disclosed that since August 2025, Zambia has recorded 820 cumulative cholera cases and 14 deaths, with cases reported in Pulungu, Nakonde, Serenje, Mazabuka, Lusaka and Sama districts.
The main concern by the distant and sporadic transmission in Lusaka, the resurgence in Bulungu and isolated cases in Nakonde, all signaling the need for intensified WASH and public health interventions. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ministry of Health, working closely with the Zambia National Public Health Institute, local authorities and cooperating partners, has strengthened the following: surveillance and rapid response. We have enhanced surveillance in hotspot districts with four rapid response teams who have been deployed from Bulungu, Lusaka and Goda districts. We also intensified use of line listings and community-based reporting. Secondly, case management capacity. The ministry has dedicated cholera treatment units in Lusaka Northern Province, which are managing cholera cases. We have also
Zambia Institute of Marketing, ZIM, has reaffirmed its commitment to upholding ethical standards, promoting professionalism and ensuring compliance within the Zambia Institute of Marketing Act No. 2 of 2022. Speaking during a press briefing, ZIM Registrar and Chief Executive Officer Danny Chanda says the event marks a crucial moment for the marketing profession. One of the fundamental pillars of the institute is the timely and consistent payment of membership fees. Mr. Chanda says the fees sustained the administrations and operation of the institute and also fund essential training, advocacy and development programs for the members, while urging all current and aspiring members to prioritize the payment of their annual fees. He says by paying membership fees, the members demonstrate their commitment to their profession and ensure continued access to the full benefits and privileges offered by the institute.
That organizations, both public and private, employ only qualified marketers who are duly registered with the Zambia Institute of Marketing. Employing unqualified personnel undermines the credibility of our profession and exposes organizations to legal and reputational risks. The Institute is working closely with the Zambia Institute of Human Resource Management and employers to verify the qualifications of marketing staff and ensure that only those who meet our standards are engaged in marketing roles. We urge all employers to consult our registry of qualified members before making a hiring decision.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, dismissed 22 officers in 2025 on corruption-related cases to maintain the integrity of the institution. Speaking at the media training of tax reporting in Petauke District, Eastern Province, ZRA Assistant Director Internal Affairs, Chifiaiki Kabambi, has urged media practitioners to expose corruption-related matters for improved tax collections. Mr. Kabambi says ZRA has a strong stance against corruption, identifying it as a crucial threat to national progress. He has emphasized that corruption within tax administration erodes public trust, reduces government revenue, and ultimately stalls national development. Government has positioned Rapula Province as the launchpad for Zambia's digital transformation drive, rolling out initiatives, education-based programs aimed at producing a technically skilled generation to power national development. Speaking when she hosted a delegation from Smart Zambia Institute and Build Zambia 2064, Rapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama Kangwa says selecting Rapula as the pilot province reflects President Hakainde Hichilema's vision of leaving no one behind, especially historically disadvantaged regions. She emphasized that embark digitalization within the education system is key to building a competitive, innovative and self-resilient Zambia, adding that early mindset transformation among learners will secure the country's long-term development. Meanwhile, Smart Zambia Institute National Coordinator Percy Chinyama says Lwapula was internationally chosen as a model province where digitalization agenda can be refined and duplicated across the country. Mr. Chinyama noted that engaging children